Today, I'd like to share with you one very profound subject. Dependent origination. Paticca Samuppada. For advanced yogis, or for most, not all yogis, no. I think for advanced yogis, we all know that the practice of Buddha's teaching with final aim to escape from round of rebirth. Beginner may never understand. They don't even understand what is round of rebirth. But for very advanced yogis, we should know the aim of Buddha's practice is to end the cycle of birth and death. Okay, now one question arises. What blocks or hinders beings from escaping the round of rebirth? What's your answer? Ignorant tanha, okay? Someone? Attachment. Okay. All your answers are correct. Let's see what Buddha say. Okay? In Dikha Nikaya, Changbu, Buddha say that, Buddha told Ananda, it is through not understanding, not penetrating this doctrine of Paticca Samuppada, dependent origination, the world has become a tangled ball of string, knitted as a bird's nest, and does not escape from four woeful states of existence. From the unfortunate cause for perdition and from suffering in the round of rebirth. So, all beings cannot escape from falling into four woeful states, cannot escape from suffering, and cannot escape from the round of cycle, the round of birth and death, simply because they don't understand dependent origination. So one day, Ananda, he reflected dependent origination. While reflecting dependent origination, the dependent origination, Paticca Samuppada or Yuan Qi, appeared very clear in his mind. He was very delighted and he reported to the Buddha. He said that, Venerable Sir, dependent origination is very clear to my mind. It appears so clear to my mind. Then he said, dependent origination is very easy and it appears so clear to my mind. And Buddha immediately prohibited him to say so. Buddha said, Ananda, say not so. Say not so. Ananda, dependent origination is very, very profound. And it's simply because of not understanding the dependent origination, all beings cannot escape from the cycle of birth. So while Buddha prohibited Ananda to say so, to say dependent origination is very easy and clear to his mind, there's two meanings. These are two, intention Buddha trying to convey. First, Buddha want to praise Ananda. Because Buddha said this dependent origination is so profound, but it appears to Ananda's mind is very clear. This means that Ananda has very sharp wisdom. So in a sense that Buddha say, Buddha want to praise Ananda for his wisdom. But a second implication is Buddha also want to blame Ananda. You say dependent origination is so clear, become so clear in your mind, why you not yet become arahant? Why you still stream entry? Ananda still stream entry. Why you not yet become arahant? If you do not become arahant, you cannot free from cycle of rebirth. You still have 7 lives to come. Therefore, Buddha praise and yet blame Ananda. Okay. And when Buddha Gosa, Buddha Gosa is the most famous commentator in Theravada tradition. He comment many, many Theravada Sutta and Abhidhamma. So when he want to comment on this dependent origination, then he said, Buddha Gosa, the most famous commentator, he said that, while I would now begin the comment on the structure of dependent origination, I find no footing to support and seem to flounder in the sea. Struggling, I seem to struggling in the sea. I find no footing to comment. This also shows that dependent origination is so deep and profound that he has no foothold to find no foothold to comment on dependent origination. Okay. Now, what is dependent origination? Every morning we recite dependent origination. So before I go deep, let us recite one more time. You can turn to page 14. This time we will recite English one, so that you will know what I am talking about. Thus, when this is that comes to be, with the arising of this that arises, that is to say, dependent on ignorance, conceptions arise. Dependent on conceptions, consciousness arises. Dependent on consciousness, mentality and materiality arise. Dependent on mentality and materiality, the 6 sense bases arise. Dependent on the 6 sense bases, contact arises. Dependent on contact, feeling arises. Dependent on feeling, craving arises. Dependent on craving, attachment arises. Dependent on attachment, there arises a new existence. Dependent on existence, a new birth takes place. Dependent on birth, then aging, death, sorrow, lamentation, pain, unhappiness, and despair come to be. Thus is the arising of this whole mass of. When indeed phenomena become apparent to the Holy One, who is ardent and absorbed, then all his doubts disappear, since he knows the nature of their causes. Okay, enough. So this is the beginning only. Later we will read again. So this is the dependent origination. So when you read this, do you understand how the suffering comes about? Yes or no? Yes. So you are like Ananda. Dependent origination appear very clear in your mind. Okay, very good. Okay, let us go into detail. Okay, paticca samuppada. Paticca means dependent on. When we talk about paticca, dependent on, it convey 2 meanings. One is as a cause, mean cause, producing cause. The second meaning as a condition to help, to support. So dependent on, for example, as a producing cause, dependent on becoming, birth arises. Dependent on becoming, birth. So in this sense, dependent means a producing cause. Dependent on becoming means karma, karma becoming. All the karma. Dependent on karma, birth arises. So in this sense, here dependent means producing cause, main cause. Okay, then another meaning is a condition. For example, because of that is ignorant as condition. Then human being perform various of karma, various of sankhara, bodily karma, bodily action, speech action, and mental action. So in this sense, avijja, here dependent on ignorant, then here dependent means a condition, not the main cause, not the producing cause. So dependent got two meanings. One is producing cause, another one is a condition to support only. Okay? Then sammupada. Sammupada, paticca sammupada. Sammupada is a compound word. Samma upada. All Malaysians understand samma. What's the meaning of samma? Samma, samma. What's the meaning? Samma means samma. Pergi samma. Together. Samma is together, right? All Malaysians know samma is together. In Pali, samma is also together. Same. So the Malay also come from the Pali. Come from the Sanskrit. Okay? So samma means together. Upada mean arising. So sammupada, sammupada mean samma upada, arising together. So dependent on something, then something that produce sammupada means those that arise together. Dependent on something, those that arise together. What are the those that arise together? Let me give you an example. Dependent on consciousness. What arise? Namarupa. Mind and mentality and materiality. So dependent on consciousness, mentality and materiality, both arise together. Okay? So this is called sammupada. I just explained to you the meaning. So paticca sammupada means things that condition other things to arise. Ignorant condition sankhara to arise. So paticca sammupada means things that condition other things to arise. Or something arise dependent on something. The meaning, paticca sammupada. Okay. So when Bodhisattva, when Buddha, before his enlightenment, he already pondered upon paticca sammupada. He already reflected paticca sammupada. So one day, Bodhisattva, before enlightenment, before become Buddha, he sees suffering in beings. What are the apparent suffering in beings, which all of us can see? What? Aging. Aging, sickness, and death. So Bodhisattva, he saw the suffering in beings, especially the aging, sickness, and death. Then he started to ponder what conditions, on what cause, or depend on what that aging, old age, and death arise. To us, aging, we see aging, old age, death. To us, like very common. We will never reflect the cause. we think it's a natural process of life. We are not like Bodhisattva going to investigate what caused the aging, what caused the death. Therefore, we are ordinary person. We are not Bodhisattva. We don't have this type of, we call Jinta Maya, Jinta Maya Panya. Jinta means thinking, investigating. Panya means wisdom. So we don't have this type of wisdom come from investigation. We take it for granted. Everybody dies, so what? No need to investigate the cause. What caused that? Busy, become busy body. So we don't have this type of Jinta Maya Panya, wisdom through investigation. And also we don't have another wisdom called Bhavana Maya Panya, wisdom through mental development, so that he sees things as they really are, see things clearly. We see things very blurred. Why we see things blur? Because inside our mind, there's one make our mind very blur. What is that? Ignorance. Inside our heart, there's one factor called ignorance, make our mind always blur. Not like Bodhisattva. Okay. So, as we take aging, sickness and death as a natural process, and we never question further what cause, what is the condition for aging and death. But Bodhisattva started to ask himself, to investigate. So what caused aging and death? Birth. Because you learn from Buddha's teaching. If Buddha say birth, I don't think the answer will come out from your mouth. Okay? Because of our knowledge from what Buddha say, then we know, oh, because of birth. Because of birth, there's aging, sickness, and death. Then Bodhisattva will never stop, short, finish, don't ask anymore. No. Then what caused birth? Bodhisattva further investigate. What caused birth? So what caused birth to arise? Just now you just recite already here. So quick, forget. Louder. If you have confidence, you speak very loud. Only when you have no confidence, you speak very softly. Afraid is wrong answer, right? What caused birth? Existence. Yes, existence. Or called bhava. Bhava pachaya jati. Existence or becoming. Becoming is a better word. Becoming got two meanings. One is karmic becoming. So in this case, what caused the becoming got two meaning. What is karmic becoming? What is birth becoming? So what caused birth? Cannot be birth caused birth, right? So it must be karmic becoming that caused birth. Karma. Karma means karmic becoming means all our bodily action, verbal action and mental action. Whether good or bad. They leave behind karmic energy. This karmic potentiality, karmic potentiality will follow the stream of consciousness. As I said before, stream of consciousness will never stop one. Your body can change. This life, your human body. Next life, animal body. Another life, deva body. But that consciousness will never stop. It's a stream of consciousness that never stops. So, all our action, bodily, physically, and mentally, leave behind, once performed, leave behind karmic potentiality. And this karmic potentiality follow the stream of consciousness. And when the time is ripe, when you plant a mango, mango cannot immediately produce, the tree, the seed cannot produce the tree immediately or produce the fruit immediately. It takes time, right? When all the condition ripen, then this karmic will bear its fruit. Then we call it resultant. So it may bear its fruit in this life as well. Some bear fruit in this life. Some bear fruit in next life. Some produce next birth. We have various types of karma. Some are producing karma, some are supporting karma. Some are obstructive karma. So in this sense, karma becoming dependent on karma becoming birth. So this is called direct produce. Direct produce birth. So this is called producing karma, productive karma. Then once you understand, oh, because of karma, they produce birth. Then what is the source of karma? Why we perform karma? Why we perform bodily action, verbal action, and mental action? Because of what? Because of louder. If you have confidence, louder. Speak louder. Because of strong desire. Because strong desire to enjoy life. Because of strong desire to become somebody. I want to become lawyer. I want to become millionaire. I want to become successful businessman. I want to become a professor. I want to become nun. I want to become monk and so on. I want to become a scientist and so on. So because of strong desire to be somebody, or because of strong desire to be reborn in higher plane of existence, have strong desire to become Deva, heavenly beings. So with that strong desire, you have to do something. Otherwise, your dream will never come true, right? So you have to do something. This doing something is called karma in the Buddhism. So this karma, called karma. Your study also called karma. The good deed, your bad deed you do, all also called karma. So karma can be good or can be bad. If you are fortunate enough, you meet a wise teacher, then the wise teacher asks you to do good karma. Then you perform good karma. But unfortunately, many people meet with not correct teacher. Some teacher ask them to sacrifice animal. In order to reborn in heaven, you have to sacrifice animal. Killing will never be wholesome one. You kill somebody's life, how can it be wholesome? If I kill somebody's life, I can reborn in heaven. That's very easy to reborn in heaven. Every day I go and kill one chicken, one duck, one ant. So it's not possible. But just don't understand. People never investigate what others say, what the teacher say. Or because of a wrong view, blind faith to what the teacher say, never investigate. How can killing bring somebody to heaven? Without anger, you cannot kill, right? And anger itself is what? Unwholesome karma. How can unwholesome karma bring one to heaven? I doubt that. Okay, unfortunately, we are the Buddhists, we understand. So we perform many, many good karma, also with strong desire. I don't know what's your desire. You maybe want to reborn in heaven, want to become somebody, all this strong desire. So karma, what's the condition for karma? Strong desire, or we call a clinging. Upadana, clinging. This clinging can be clinging to rites and rituals, like slaughter animals to offer to God. It's called rites and rituals, wrong view. This clinging can be clinging to doctrine of self, believing there is a permanent self who migrate from one life to another life. This type of clinging to a wrong view is also one type of mental karma. So there are different types of clinging. Then what caused clinging? What caused that strong desire? What's the condition for that strong desire to arise? It's craving, okay? Clinging and craving are very close. Craving is a not so intense as clinging. Clinging is very intense. So depend on craving, from the craving, there arise clinging. So depend on the craving, arise clinging. So what's the condition for clinging? Craving, okay? Tanha, or thirst. Craving for sensual desire, craving for existence, for the life to continue. Don't want to die. Want to reborn again and again, again and again, in order to enjoy sensual pleasures. If your life is full of suffering, I don't think you want to reborn again. It's that you have not encountered enough suffering that you want to be reborn again and again. So suffering, it depends on suffering. Faith arises. Faith. Okay. So what caused craving to arise? So what's the condition for craving to arise? Feeling. Yes, correct. Feeling. Especially pleasant feeling. For example, you want to be somebody. You want to be a lawyer, you want to be a doctor, you want to be a millionaire, you want to be a businessman, you want to be a professor. Because this name accompanied with very pleasant feeling. I am somebody. Wow, when somebody tell you professor, wow, this is a lot of pleasant feeling. Right? So this craving come from pleasant feeling. When I was in USA, I met so many professors. And their wife told me that after retired, many of them got depression. No one called them professor anymore. No more. Now he's like ordinary person. No one call him professor. He's nobody now. Only the husband of the wife. So he lose the title. Once he lose the title, unpleasant feeling. Therefore, because of pleasant feeling, craving arises. Okay? So what's the condition for craving? Pleasant feelings. Okay. Then what is the condition for pleasant feeling? What is the condition for feeling? Contact. This is very common. Even not Buddha say, we also know. When somebody call you professor, wow, very pleasant. Because of contact. Somebody call you specialist. Somebody call you lawyer. Wow, you feel very pleasant. You identify that title with yourself. That makes the ego arise. Okay? That makes the ego very big. Okay. So it's the contact. Contact, there are six types of contact. Ear contact, eye contact, nose contact, tongue contact, body contact, and mental contact. Like the poor people, they don't have any title to be called, but they can have daydreaming. They can dream they are the millionaire now standing with the president of America. So this daydreaming also can cause the core mental contact, also can cause pleasant feeling in him. Okay? So there are six types of contact, therefore there are six types of, they have six types of feeling. So what caused contact to arise? What is the condition for contact to arise? Six sense bases, right? Eye, ear, nose, body, tongue, and mind. Without this six sense bases, no contact will take place. Okay, this is easy to understand. Okay, then what caused six sense bases to arise? What's the condition for the arising of six sense bases? What? If you don't know, see the book. What? Nama Rupa, mentality and materiality. Without mentality, the mind cannot have contact. Without the body, how can have ear? How can you have ear? How can you have eyes, nose, and body? Only with body, you have eye, you have ear, you have nose, you have tongue. Only then contact will take place. Okay, so because of mentality and materiality, contact as those six sense bases arise. Then what is the condition? What is the condition for mentality and materiality to arise? Consciousness. Consciousness. Because consciousness is the forerunner for all mind activity. For mentality, consciousness is the forerunner. Without consciousness, mind and body cannot arise. Here, mentality means of mental factors. Without consciousness, consciousness is like a king. Then the mentality, all the mental factors like mindfulness, anger, sorrow, and feeling, perception cannot arise without consciousness. All this like mindfulness, concentration, wisdom, anger, delusion, all these are called mental factors. They are the ministers of consciousness. So consciousness is the head. So depend on consciousness, mentality and materiality arise. And when we come into mother's womb, the first is consciousness, come first. Followed by mental factor, in fact come together. But body is a little bit slow than mind. Okay, then what's the consciousness for? What's the condition and cause for consciousness to arise? So in this case, Bodhisattva, in this case, he did not go to Sankhara, depend on Sankhara consciousness, or depend on Avijja, ignorant Sankhara. He stopped here. Then at night, we divide the night into three watches. So first watch, Buddha reflected this way. Second watch of night, he reflected reverse order. We call Patiloma, reverse order. What is the reverse order? Okay, let us read. Then it becomes clear to you. Iti imasmin asati. Page 16, follow. When there is not, that does not come to be. With the cessation of this, that cease. This is to say, with the remainderless disappear and cessation of ignorance, formation cease. With the cessation of formations, consciousness ceases. With the cessation of consciousness, mentality and materiality cease. With the cessation of mentality and materiality, the six sense bases cease. With the cessation of the six sense bases, contact ceases. With the cessation of contact, feeling ceases. With the cessation of feeling, craving ceases. With the cessation of craving, attachment ceases. With the cessation of attachment, the cause for a new existence ceases. With the cessation of the cause for a new existence, the possibility of rebirth ceases. With the cessation of birth, then aging, death, sorrow, lamentation, pain, unhappiness, and despair cease. Thus, there is the cessation of this whole mess of dukkha. Okay, so in forward order, Buddha said, thus is the arising of whole mess of suffering. But now, when all this ceases, this is the end of all suffering. Then Buddha say, when indeed phenomena become apparent to the Holy One, who is ardent and absorbed, then all his doubts disappear, since he penetrates the ending of their causes. Just now, ignorant is the cause. Now, using his wisdom, cut off, eradicate, destroy all the ignorance. Or the main cause. So when the main cause cease, then the suffering also come to the end. This is called reverse order. Okay? So now he has no doubt. There is a cause. And there is a cessation of the cause. So he has no doubt at all. Then at the third watch of night, Buddha reflected again, forward order, followed by reverse order again. At first watch of night, he only reflected one, forward order. Second watch of night, he reflected reverse order. In the third watch of night, he reflect both together. Forward order and reverse order. Okay. And this we have chanted every morning. So tomorrow when you chant the time, you know how Buddha reflected the Paticchasamuppada. Okay. So today I finish today. I will end today. Tomorrow we will continue. Okay.